It is time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School, and we had in our last Sunday school lesson a story about Paul being arrested in Acts chapter 21. I turn the page in my little Sunday school book, and I see that the next lesson is about Paul before Felix in Acts chapter 24. And the story is so interesting about what happened between Acts 21 and 24 that I am reading Acts chapter 22, 23, and 24 for you. Yesterday, as we were in this class, we completed Acts chapter 22, and we're going to begin in just a moment reading Acts chapter 23. So you may want to turn in your Bibles there. I will be reading from the American Standard Version of 1901. But you'll be able to follow along very closely with your King James Version. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now, we will begin our reading, beginning with Acts chapter 23 and verse 1. And Paul, looking steadfastly on the council, said, "Brethren, I have lived before God in all good conscience unto this day." And the high priest Ananias commanded them that stood by him to smite him on the mouth. Then Paul said unto him, "God shall smite thee, thou whited wall, and sittest thou to judge me according to the law, and commandest me to be smitten contrary to the law?" And they that stood by said, "Revilest thou God's high priest?" And Paul said, "I knew not, brethren, that he was high priest." He said, "I knew not, brethren, that he was high priest, for it is written, thou shalt not speak evil of the ruler of thy people." But when Paul perceived that one part were the Sadducees and the other part Pharisees, he cried out in the council, "Brethren, I am a Pharisee, a son of a Pharisee. Touching the hope and the resurrection of the dead, I am called into question." And when he had so said, there arose a dissension between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the assembly was divided. For the Sadducees say that there is no resurrection, neither angel nor spirit. But the Pharisees confess both. And there arose a great clamor, and some of the scribes of the Pharisees' part stood up and strove, saying, "We find no evil in this man, and what if a spirit hath spoken to him or an angel?" And when there arose a great dissension, the chief captain, fearing lest Paul should be torn in pieces by them, commanded the soldiers to go down and take him by force from among them and bring him into the castle. Acts chapter 23 and verse 11. And the night following, the Lord stood by him and said, "Be of good cheer, for as thou hast testified concerning me at Jerusalem, thou must also bear witness at Rome." Acts chapter 23:12. And when it was day, the Jews banded together and bound themselves under a curse, saying that they would neither eat nor drink till they had killed Paul. And there were more than 40 men that made this conspiracy. And they came to the chief priest and the elders and said, "We have bound ourselves under a great curse, to taste nothing until we have killed Paul. Now therefore do ye with the council signify to the chief captain that he bring him down to you, as though ye would judge of his case more exactly. And we, because he comes near, are ready to slay him." But Paul's sister's son heard of their lying in wait, And he came and entered into the castle and told Paul. And Paul called unto him one of the centurions and said, Bring this young man to the chief captain, for he hath something to tell him. So he took him and brought him to the chief captain and said, Paul, the prisoner called me unto him and asked me to bring this young man unto thee who hath something to say to thee. And the chief captain took him by the hand and going aside asked him privately, What is it that thou hast to tell me? And he said, The Jews have agreed to ask thee to bring down Paul tomorrow into the council, as though they would inquire somewhat more exactly concerning him. Do not thou therefore yield unto them, for there lie in wait for him of them more than 40 men who have bound themselves under a curse, neither to eat nor drink till they have slain him. And now are they ready, looking for the promise from thee. So the chief captain let the young men go, charging him, Tell no man that thou hast signified these things to me. And he called unto him two of the centurions and said, Make ready 200 soldiers to go as far as Caesarea, and horsemen 70, and spearmen 200 at the third hour of the night. And he bade them provide beasts, that thy might set Paul thereon, and bring him safe unto Felix the governor. And he wrote a letter after this form. Acts chapter 23:26. Claudius Lysias, unto the most excellent governor Felix, greeting. This man was seized by the Jews, and was about to be slain of them, when I came upon them with the soldiers and rescued him, having learned that he was a Roman. And desiring to know the cause whereof they accuse him, I brought him down into their council, whom I found to be accused about questions of their law, but have nothing laid to his charge worthy of death or of bonds. And when it was shown me that there would be a plot against the man, I sent him forthwith, charging his accusers also to speak against him before thee. Acts chapter 23 and verse 31. So the soldiers, as it was commanded them, took Paul and brought him by night unto Antipatris. But on the morrow they left the horsemen to go with him and return to the castle. And they, when they came to Caesarea, and delivered the letter to the governor, presented Paul also before him. And when he had read it, he asked of what province he was. And when he understood that he was of Cilicia, I will hear thee fully, said he, when thine accusers are come. And he commanded him to be kept in Herod's palace. Now, Acts chapter 24, beginning in verse 1. And after 5 days, the high priest Ananias came with certain elders and with the orator, one Tertullus, whom they informed the governor against Paul. And when he was called, Tertullus began to accuse him, saying, Seeing that by thee we enjoy peace, and that by thy providence evils are corrected for this nation, we accounted in all ways and in all places, most excellent Felix, with all thankfulness. But that I be not further tedious unto thee, I entreat thee to hear us of thy clemency a few words. For we have found this man a pestilent fellow, and a mover of insurrections among all the Jews throughout the world, and a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes, who moreover essayed to profane the temple, and on whom we laid hold, from whom thou wilt be able by examining him thyself to taste knowledge of all the things wherein we accuse him. And the Jews also joined in the charge, affirming that these things were so. Acts 24 and verse 10. And when the governor had beckoned unto him to speak, Paul answered, Forasmuch as I know that thou hast been of many years a judge of this nation, I cheerfully make my defense, seeing that thou canst take knowledge that is not more than 12 days since I went up to worship at Jerusalem, and neither in the temple, did they find me disputing with any man, or stirring up a crowd, nor in the synagogues, nor in the city. And neither can they prove to thee the things whereof they now accuse me. But this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they called a sect, so serve I the God of our fathers, believing all things which are according to the law, and which are written in the prophets, having hope toward God, which these also themselves look for, that there shall be a resurrection, both of the just and the unjust. Herein I also exercise myself to have a conscience void of offense toward God and men always. Now after some years, I came to bring alms to my nation and offerings, amidst which they found me purified in the temple, with no crowd, nor yet with tumult. But there were certain Jews from Asia, who ought to have been here before thee, and to make accusation if they had aught against me. Or else let these men themselves say what wrongdoing they found when I stood before the council, except it be for this one voice that I cried standing among them, touching the resurrection of the dead, I am called into question before you this day. Acts 24:22. But Felix, having more exact knowledge concerning the way, deferred them, saying, When Lysias, the chief captain, shall come down, I will determine your matter. And he gave order to the centurion that he should be kept in charge, and that he should have indulgence, and not to forbid any of his friends to minister to him. But after certain days, Felix came with Drusilla his wife, who was a Jewish, and sent for Paul, and heard him concerning the faith in Christ Jesus. And as he reasoned of righteousness, and self-control, and the judgment to come, Felix was terrified, and answered, Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee. He hoped withal that money should be given him of Paul. Wherefore also he sent for him the oftener, and communed with him. But when 2 years were fulfilled, Felix was succeeded by Porcius Festus, and desiring to gain favor with the Jews, Felix left Paul in bonds. That brings us to the end of our scripture reading, and now we're going to turn to Elam's notes. These are Sunday school notes that he made for the Sunday schools of November the 22nd, 1925, about Paul before Felix. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is Acts chapter 24 and verse 16. Herein I also exercise myself to have a conscience void of offense toward God and men always. The devotional reading is the 86th Psalm, verses 11 through 17. The heavens are thine, the earth also is thine, the world and the fullness thereof. Thou hast founded them. The north and the south thou hast created them. Tabor and Hermon rejoice in thy name. Thou hast a mighty arm. Strong is thy hand and high is thy right hand. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of thy throne. Loving kindness and truth go before thy face. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They walk, O Jehovah, in the light of thy countenance. In thy name do they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness are they exalted. For thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy favor our horn shall be exalted. I'm looking ahead into the Sunday school lesson we have before us. We're going to read about how God overruled in these affairs and study in particular the charges against Paul, and then look in detail at Paul's speech before Felix, why he was in Jerusalem at this time, and the impression this left upon Felix. And we'll talk about righteousness, temperance, judgment to come, and then discuss what history tells us of the destiny of Felix and Drusilla.